Can we talk about representative rugby? You mentioned you played junior at a junior level for the county in South West. Do you have any particular memories from those games?
I think at the age I was, at sort of like 18, 19, 20, it was just like any other game at that age. I think I remember I was fortunate enough to play for the South West senior team as well, and that was when I was playing with the likes of a Joe Moe and Richard Hill and people like that, and you were coming up against, you know, the best players in each region. That was really good, you know. Went on to play one game I think I particularly remember the most was an All-Stars game against England that I'm proud to say was played at Anfield.
Really?
Yeah. It was, in actual fact, it wasn't... how long ago would that have been? I think it was before the World Cup in... I'm looking 2009, I think it was. Again... the clubs were written to, wanted to send two or three representatives. My name was put forward, I was selected. And we went and played the World Cup squad just before they went off. And, you know, got to play at Anfield. And it was one of those great trivial things, I played rugby on Anfield, which was great. And, you know, you played against a formidable England team with the likes of Leonard, you know, and it was a full England team, Delalio, Johnson, Back, you know, all those guys, and fantastic experience, actually fantastic experience. But then I suppose...
Were there any other, were you the sole Gloucester representative? Or
myself, Tony Window.
Oh,
right. Those, me and Tony Window were the only two from Gloucester Club that played in that All-Stars game. Still got the, I think it was a video back then, I'm not sure whether it was a DVD, but I've still got it somewhere. So yeah, you know, I played quite a few South West championship games at the end of the seasons, but I suppose going back to my injury, generally I'd carry an injury through the season and then have the operation at the end of the season, and then obviously miss out on any opportunity I've got to. I got asked to tour with Australia on that famous non-successful tour of Australia, but got injured towards the end of that season with the shoulder.
Well, that was the one where England took on the Southern Hemisphere teams all in the same winter, wasn't it? And there were seven Gloucester players, I think, on that.
That's it, yeah. You know, I very proud moment when I got the letter through asking my availability and everything like that. Wrote back and said, yes, I'm available. And then 3 weeks later, I had to write back and go, no, I'm not available, I've just got injured. Mm. And in actual fact, the 1 year through injury, I think if you talk to most of my teammates, their main comment about me would be, yeah, he was always injured. He was always on the physio bench. I can remember the one summer, I'd arranged with a few mates, we were going to go to Australia for a month, and I think a week before we were due to go, Mark Nichols ended up in hospital with appendicitis, so we cancelled that. We then decided we were going to go to Florida for 2 weeks. I then had to see a specialist about my shoulder and was told that I needed a shoulder operation. I remember going in to see Richard Hill, and this is going to go back to talk about Richard Hill's professionalism, went in to say, oh, you know, the results are back, I need a shoulder operation. I'm off on holiday for 2 weeks, and then I'm booked in for when I come back. And he looked at me and he said, no, you're not. I said, what do you mean, Richard? He said, you're having your operation before you go anywhere. He said, because that 2 weeks recovery time is crucial to get you ready for the start of the season. And so I think of it all, it meant from plan A, Australia, plan B, Florida. I think we had a week in Mallorca or somewhere like that after I'd had a shoulder operation. And again, those were, I suppose, that's the side of professional sport that a lot of people don't see. You know, you'd have 4 weeks of a year where you could go on holiday, which was predominantly June, and then that was it. Then you couldn't go on holiday again. You couldn't go skiing. You know, you couldn't do those type of those kinds of sports where, you know, you're open to injury.
Mm.
A, because the club didn't want you to, and B, because you could never get insurance, because the moment you mentioned you being a professional sportsman, nobody would ever cover you. You know, some of the other things that I suppose the outside world don't appreciate, I'm sure they get a better understanding now, is, you know, you used to play on Boxing Day, which meant you didn't drink over Christmas. You'd play on New Year's Day, which meant you didn't drink New Year's Eve. You know, those are the professional commitments that perhaps aren't so widely known. You know, people say it's great, you go away on tour, that's 2 weeks away from your family and your kids, or, you know, your parents. You'd be travelling, you know, every other week in a hotel, and, you know, it doesn't change now. You travel every other week and you're stopping in a hotel. To the outside world, that's brilliant, but actually when you're doing it week in, week out, it's not so brilliant. You know, one hotel is just like another hotel, and if you had the choice, you would be at home.
But how many parts of the world has rugby taken you to?
On the plus side. played all over Europe, played all over the States, played all over South Africa. In fact, the two countries that I haven't been to as a player, which I always regretted, was Australia and New Zealand. And they're probably and the only two that I haven't been to. I mean, there's loads more places that you could go to, but I was very fortunate, you know, to play all over the States, to play all over South Africa, and to play all over Europe, and actually not have to pay to get there, you know, and it's fantastic. Although what I will say is, and hindsight's a wonderful thing, when we used to play in these foreign countries, I was always not naive, but I would think, right, I'm here to play rugby, and that's it. You know, I'm here to play rugby, I'm going to play rugby, we're going to have a few drinks in the evening, then we're flying back on the Sunday, say. Whereas you had some of the more worldly players that would come in, would be, right, I'm here to play rugby, I've played rugby, right, now I'm going to go off sightseeing. And take in the sight, and we fly back. I was a little bit, as I say, naive, thinking, right, I'm just here to play rugby, I'm not here to sightsee.
Yeah.
But Rome was an instance where I remember we played as a team, we actually walked past the Colosseum, we walked past the Colosseum because there was a pub down one of the alleyways. and you look back in life, and you think, yeah, that's been quite. Well, I'm not sure what the word is.
Blinkered, I think.
Eh?
Blinkered.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. Being very blinkered. There's some regrets, but at the same time, you know, it's all great experience, worldly experience.
So who did you share a room with on these tours? Was it by choice?
It's quite ironic, actually. A lot of the time I shared with Simon Devereux. And that was predominantly because he used to go in and make sure that I was sharing with him. Debs was a very particular person, and he didn't like, again, talking about a professional ahead of his time, he liked to set routine. So once he got used to rooming with somebody, he was comfortable with that, and the last thing he wanted is to have somebody else chucked in with him that would upset his routine.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just happened to be back row player that room with him to start off with, and I always, you know, we laugh and a joke that, you know, we always used to room because he would always go and say, you know, try and work his way with whoever's doing the rooming list that we were together rooming. So I think the majority of the time it would have been Simon Devereux that I roomed with, not through my choice, through his. Probably because I always make the tea in the morning or something.
Sounds as though you didn't mind that, though.
No, not at all. Not at all.